we're black. Yes, we're black. And I don't care how it sounds, and I don't care how it turns out, because thinking about those things too much is the reason why season 2 has taken so long to come out. Season 2 of I Said What I Said is here, and I'm going to be talking about nothing. Nia! I'm your host, Dre Over Mars. I don't want to use my real name because I'm thinking about changing my real name, but let's get into it. Let's get into it. Let's get into some questions that I have decided to ask myself. Yes, I will be interviewing myself a la Donald Glover style, and I want to say it's been years. It's been at least since 2009 since I've had a personal vendetta against Donald Glover, and when he interviewed himself, the amount of hate that he got from that, I live. Finally, people see what I've been seeing. And there's nothing wrong with Donald Glover. He's actually quite awesome. I just want to be where he at. So I'm a hater. Until I'm at where he at, if I ever get there. And if I never get there, at least I find comfort in knowing that I will always be able to hate Donald Glover. Amen! So in today's episode, we're going to talk about where the fuck I've been at, how stressful life has been, lessons I've learned, then we're going to end it with a couple of am I the asshole questions. Because, I don't know, that's something that I really do question within myself a lot of times, like with how I'm handling situations. Am I being the asshole? Even if I feel justified in this situation, should I be acting the way I'm acting? And let's just start off with my own am I the asshole story before we get into everything, and then end it with an am I the asshole story from other people. So I want to know, am I the asshole? So, I've had issues with my apartment since last year. Last year for 2 months. 2 months. No exaggeration. I believe it was a little bit more than that, but when I'm going through, like, stressful things that, like, personal, I can let some things slide, but then when that personal shit is gone and, like, these things have been happening this whole time, oh, I can kind of blow up. But last year, I wasn't doing that. 2 months, I did not have a refrigerator, nor did I have an AC. Every interaction was positive and polite, even when I was told several times over the phone, we're going to send somebody out tomorrow. 2 months in Houston, Texas weather, during the summer, with no AC and no refrigerator. I should have left then. That was my dumbass fault. But our interactions were nice. I went down there for her to explain to me why, and she was like, I'm so sorry, I just have to keep focusing. Kids are coming from other apartment complexes, and I have to make sure they're not in the pool. So that's the reason why you can't put in a work order and have somebody fix my AC and refrigerator. My dumbass, naive ass, I just accepted. I was like, oh, okay. No, I'm not. I'm like, bitch, you neglected me so you can play lifeguard. Your job is not lifeguard. Hire one and then be an apartment manager. Now I'm like that. Before, I was just still nice. I still had issues with my AC off and on, and then it just stopped working. Along with that, I had a, like, crack in my ceiling, and then it turned into a hole, which began to leak, and then they fixed the hole, and then I guess they were trying to come and fix my AC, and then somebody decided that they were going to barge in without knocking. I'm already pissed off at y'all. At this point, this is now February. And it's been issues since last year. They kind of fixed it. It was working fine. Then I think again it went out in October. Then it kind of corrected itself. And then I stopped. And then I started, you know, correspondence back to back to back in December. And nothing was done. Nothing was said until February. And then she was like, can you let them in? And I was like, screw y'all. I'm working today. You can come on my day off. Because no, you're not going to barge in here. Asshole, you not. So then they didn't like that, and this is retaliation. I was ignored, and I was spending nights sweating my ass off. Nights when it would be cold outside, but on the inside, I'd be sweating my ass off. And I didn't know it was cold outside until I went out in the morning and discovered it was cold outside. Now, the other alternative is, well, open your windows, open your door, cool everything off. Yeah, that is an alternative, but then I won't be rested comfortably knowing that my windows are open in the most dangerous neighborhood. In Houston, I live in the most dangerous zip code. But I kind of feel fine because I'm like, I don't do shit. I don't engage with people who do stupid shit. But still, you never know. Why would I leave my windows wide open? So by this time, after February, when I got really ignored because they barged in, then it kind of threw me off. And I was like, no, I don't want you in here. Because things can be triggering. if I know I'm at a mood or at a wave with my PTSD, with my MDD, anxiety, all that, then yeah, if I'm saying no, let's all accept that no and then just do it another day. That another day didn't turn out to be another month, and it wasn't until I went down there and cursed her the fuck out that somebody came up here. Because after months of being nice and then being ignored in emails and then them randomly showing up to come fix it and then just trying to barge in, bitch, no. So yeah, so now it's March, they come in and they try to fix it, it stops working. I had to curse her, I was calling all types of dumbasses, I was calling all types of incompetent, because it's Houston, again, even if it's winter, fall, whatever, we still have some days that are really hot. Why would you not, why would you not do your job and have it fixed within a week like you're supposed to? If it's not due to incompetence, it's negligence, like it doesn't make sense. So, I went down there, cursed her out, called her. You know the downside to being your own audio engineer? Sometimes you can stop the recording and not realize your ass stopped the recording. Okay, so yeah, I cursed her out, called her all types of dumbasses, because it does not make sense for me to be ignored for months. Even if I told you after the guy tried to, it was like 6 weeks. Even if I told you the guy tried to barge in and that's why he wasn't getting in that day, that should not be a reason for you to kiss the blackest part of my ass because now you want to do something after I've been constantly ignored. I think I went to the city of Houston again and that's when they did something. It's like, why can't your tenants just come to you, say I have this issue, and then you, being the apartment manager, get on top of that issue? Because you have no problems getting our rent. So what's the issue for you doing your actual job besides just collecting money orders? So yeah, then the next day she gave me a violation notice because she said I was threatening and loud obnoxious behavior. So I had to go back down there in her face and say, I'm not, and it's a course of action at the bottom and I put none. We're not going to make this about my emotions when I'm upset because you've ignored me for so long and this is a serious issue. So no, none. There is no course of action. I didn't threaten you. And we're not going to make it about my behavior. I don't care if I was yelling and cursing at you. I would not be yelling and cursing at you if you had actually done your job. I'm sweating at night. It's hot. I'm getting sick. I'm overheating constantly. Even with the fans that I have in my house. I have like a big size middle fan and then like a little desk fan. Both of them on me and I'm still sweating profusely. Could barely sleep at night. So, and then I asked her, how do you sleep? Do you sleep well? So you damn right I'm going to come in here, I'm gonna look you dead in your eyes and call you a dumbass for the dumbass things that you're doing. Like, I told her you're a liability, because I've been calling people, but it's been just a bit of a hassle trying to find somebody. But yeah, it's like, I should too. I should get my money back for the months, all the months where I've been struggling and dealing with no AC, I should get my money back. And then the fact that when the guy came to fix the hole, I don't know, like the pink fluff stuff that's in the roof or whatever, that's in the walls, it starts with a C, right? I can't remember the name of the word. That was nothing but black mold on it in the roof. And when the water is dripping, it's soaking that up, and then that's soaking into the carpet. Black mold. So I believe I should get all my money back. And I have to do it. Like, I have to get in touch with somebody before May 1st or before May 3rd, because I'm not paying my rent. And I know that there's a wrench in the system when you don't pay your rent. Even though they're doing all these bullshit ass things, if you don't pay your rent on time, then it's like, well, you didn't pay your rent. So yeah, am I the asshole for cursing out my apartment manager after being ignored for months at a time? And I'll have to say, nobody started doing anything again until I went down there and caused hell. And then it was broken. So I couldn't stay here anymore. Last week, I was like, I'm done. I can't. It's too much. I'm actually physically getting sick from being too hot all damn day and all damn night. So I left my apartment and told them, hey, I'll be gone. I'm not going to be there until you guys fix it. So, hey, do you need an extra key? I have a key. I can drive down there. The assistant said, no, we have a key. We can let ourselves in. Tell me why. They told me it would be there Thursday. I asked, okay, what's the alternative? They said they'll go and get one themselves and install it themselves. I said, okay. I come back Saturday evening. There's a note on the door that says, oh, you weren't home, so we can let ourselves in. I went to the office and I said, I called you guys and told you guys I wouldn't be there and you can let yourselves in. And you can let yourselves in, I could come and let you in. Why is there a note on my door? Oh, I didn't let them in because you work from home. I called and said I wasn't going to be at home. I called and said I wasn't going to be at home. You come to knock on the door and I'm not at home. That means I'm not working from home, dumbass. I was like, this is why I call you a dumbass. And I said, please, I hope you don't have kids because this stupidity needs to in your bloodline needs to stop here. Like, we don't, the world shouldn't suffer, continue to suffer because of your stupidity. It's like ignorance. It's stupidity. You don't need to be in a job where you're managing people's apartments and you can't take care of them when things go wrong. And you, I feel like she's doing that shit on purpose. Especially when I say kiss the pet blackest part of my ass? Oh, of course. Because why else would you still not do it and then show up on the day while I have to work and now I can't work because there's too much noise around? So now I'm missing work because of you. And I was missing work the day I told her to kiss the blackest part of my ass. The next day they were banging on that roof so hard. So I called out of work. So I've missed days and I haven't been able to sleep comfortably in my apartment. I'm not paying you rent for May. Bitch, fuck you. Like, and I honestly, I don't know why I'm asking if I'm the asshole. I don't care if I'm the asshole. The bitch deserves it. And I don't know why I didn't even read the Google reviews. I didn't read the Google reviews before I moved in because I really needed a place to stay. But I read the Google reviews just the other day and everything that I was cursing out and saying, like, you're stupid, you're incompetent, like, you're ignorant. That's all that the comments say about the apartment manager. And some of them have dealt with the same issues. Like, I want this to be a class action lawsuit so bad. Like, I want this woman to suffer. I want this woman to think twice about ignoring and neglecting tenants. It's not right. So tell me if I'm the asshole or not. Besides that, I've been having people stay in my hot-ass place. You know, people who need places to stay, people are down and out. But I realize that I also have abandonment issues, and the people that I'm inviting in, they're on square one. Like, they don't have a job, they're still trying to figure it out. I remember being in that position and not having a place to go and people helping me out. So I want to help other people out. However, there's just certain things that I never did when I was being helped out by friends. I was going to say family, but... There's certain things I just never did. Like, if they ask me to do something, this is their place, I'm going to follow suit. And the things I was asking people to do, like, make sure you lock the door, and they weren't doing it, and then they were leaving the door open, it would flip me out. Because it's like, you don't get it, you don't get it, you don't get it. If you can't close and lock the door when I'm here, and I'm not, like, I'm not going to crowd the door and guard the door, that means, well, if I leave, and then you're here by yourself, and you go out, that door is going to be wide open, or that door is not going to be locked. Again, dangerous zip code, most dangerous zip code. So it'd be certain stuff like that that would just pile up and trigger me and make me angry and make me blow up and kick them out. But also, this last roommate, I was well justified in kicking him out. But the roommate before him, I don't think he so much deserved it. He did annoy me, and I could have handled it in a better way, but I don't think he deserved it. I think, and he was my only black roommate, so I think because of my abandonment issues, and I wanted him to be not just like a friend, but like family, and I wasn't getting that, and on top of that, I was just getting somebody stupid. He's not really stupid, but it was like, dude, I'm asking you to do these things, and you're not doing them. So now I'm gonna have to, like, treat it traditionally and just charge you for rent and blah, 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 blah. He didn't deserve that. But the last roommate I had, this dude, he kind of had, like, he was down and out. He called me, like, this was after I kicked the previous roommate out. So that was, like, roommate number 4, and he was roommate number 5. He called me, this is, like, a week after. And I felt like this was a test, and I felt it. He called me, like, after 2 or 3 in the morning, and he said, hey, can you help me out? I have no place to go. So I drove, I got him, I let him stay here. There were just things that were pissing me off. Like, he was always mean mugging, always had attitudes, like, standoffish. And this is supposed to be my place of peace, my place of hot ass peace. So I didn't invite you here to feel like I have to be on guard or I have to defend myself at all times. So I had him leave, and then I was feeling lonely, abandonment. So I made him come back, I asked him to come back, and then it was just more of the same thing, and that's very triggering. I don't know why. It's crazy, but it's like the loneliness overrode my PTSD just in the moment of making him come back. But when he was here and me having to deal with the standoffishness, it's kind of like a prison mentality, you know? Like, this is my square, this is my block, don't come over here, you're gonna get beat down. Like, a person with PTSD due to abuse can't coexist with somebody who has a I'm gonna beat you down type mentality, even if it's not towards them, because they're gonna end up they're going to end up reacting. They're going to end up lashing out to protect themselves because they know that it's going to come at any moment, or they feel like it's going to come at any moment. So they're going to protect and do what they have to do to protect themselves. And I would have conversations with them to try to tell them, like, hey, like, you can't be mean mug, you can't be doing this. On top of that, he would do things to intentionally annoy me. Like, I had asked him to stop doing something and he'd continuously do it or just do it more. So one time I was like, okay, you gotta go, because this is it. I asked him to leave for a couple of hours because I needed space to myself. And then he was like, something he said, like, I will let myself in here if I wanted to. Like, he can break in if he wanted to or something. And that pissed me off, because just very disrespectful towards somebody who's trying to help you out. So he tried to come back. I didn't let him come back. He tried to come back, like, after 30 minutes or an hour. And then he finally came in through the window, and I was sitting there. He was like, dude. And then I just flipped out. I was like, this is my fucking place. You can't tell me how to run my fucking place. And you've been so disrespectful in my fucking place towards me, and all I've done is try to help you out, so you have to leave. Like, I really couldn't stand the aggressive standoffishness. He said I was acting like a child because I was yelling at him, because I had reached my boiling point after having numerous just regular-ass conversations with him. At this point, again, I was yelling. I always try to handle the situation correctly, and this is why I don't take on the ownership of feeling bad towards my reactions, especially when I try to do it the right and correct way, and people just take that for granted or think that there's no other alternative or option, when all of these feelings and how I express myself, all of it is a choice. Okay, well, sometimes with the PTSD and depression it doesn't feel like a choice, but for the most part all of it is a choice, and I can choose to go the other route. So I was like, okay, you want to call me childish? Well, then get the fuck out. I'm childish, but my name is on the lease, bitch. I'm handling my responsibilities as an adult, but I'm childish. And you're the one coming to me because you don't know how yet. So, okay, get out. So I threw his stuff out the door. He ends up throwing my iPhone that I just bought. It wasn't a brand new one, but I just bought it. He ends up throwing it outside the door. It falls on its face, and it's cracked on both sides. So when he did that, I immediately lunged at him, punched him in the back of his head 3 good old times, and then it was just such a chore slinging his ass around my apartment just to try to get him out the front door, and we ended up breaking a lot of shit. Then I ended up getting too tired. Then I started throwing up. I'm kind of like Jean Grey. I can only use my strength and my powers for so long before my sicknesses start to like it really is detrimental for me to get mad, because I really do get hot. I really do start sweating. It can be very cold outside. I know this is like, oh, you were just mad. It was never hot in your apartment. No, it was hot in my apartment. This is separate. But yeah. And then I felt like he never hit me except for when we got towards the couch and we broke the couch because we bent over it. There was my little desk fan. He hit me on the corner of my head with the desk fan. But other than that, he never laid hands on me. But it felt like I got hit by a bus for the next few days. All the slanging and flanging around I did. I also had just bought like a 50-inch flat screen TV the month before, and it's actually split down the middle. So it was like there were lessons before this telling me to focus and pay attention on myself. And even when he hit me up like at 2 and 3 in the morning, I said to myself, this is a lesson, this is like a test. And so yeah, I accept that I failed that test, and I will never go through that shit again. So that's really what's been happening with me, dealing with people, then so I wouldn't have to deal with myself, and then having to deal with those people, and then having to deal with myself, and myself through dealing with those people, and now just focusing back on myself, and all the time I spend ignoring myself, and all the problems that piled up, and it's just a lot. It's just a lot. And then I've tried several times, had several attempts to record, and then it's like I overthink it. It's not going to be good. It's not going to be perfect. I want visuals. I want lights. I want music inserts. I want everything. I want it to sound amazing. I want everything to be great, you know? And I just have to let go of that, and I just have to keep doing it and build upon it until it makes it, until it matures into that. I can't be at 100% perfect at everything, or anything really, the first try, or the second season. So that's what's been going on with me, apartment issues, dealing with people issues. I've learned and realized that my abandonment issues are really real, and that I can't force or try to make somebody turn into my family under the guise of helping them out, because it's manipulation. Is it really genuine friendship if I'm, because it's about fulfilling my needs and fulfilling what I wanted when I, and the things that I didn't get as a kid, you know? And with you know, you benefits, you get this and you get that, but is that really, it doesn't happen naturally. There's like an aim or a target there. It's not just real friendship just to be your friend. So that's another thing I learned too. Oh, and another thing I learned is, I guess because of the physical and mental abuse I went through as a kid, I shouldn't say this, but I know that I've been going in the mornings to curse out my apartment manager, because I know that that just would ruin her whole day. And I feel like spending weeks and nights sweating, your whole day deserves to be ruined. Like, your day deserves to be ruined, because at night, my whole night is going to be ruined. So I did that on purpose as well. And I don't feel bad about it. So yeah, hopefully I can continue recording and keeping this up. And if not, then oh fucking well, I'll do it when I fucking do it. I know that's bad, but it is what it is. Now let's get into other M.I.G. asshole scenarios, questions, situations, and let's see how it goes. This one, I'll start with this one because it's pretty tame, and the title is, am I the asshole for blowing up at a nurse for telling me that my daughter wasn't my daughter? So me and my partner adopted our daughter 2 years ago. We don't have any biological children, and we don't really plan to just yet. Our daughter is 6 years old now. She does understand that she's adopted, and we've made it clear time and time again that even though she didn't come from my belly, we still love her and treat her as if she did. So, the other day, I took her to a pediatrician because she said that one of her ears felt full. She did have a cold last week, so that was expected, and he said that her ear would drain out eventually. All good. The nurse comes in with the discharge sheet and commented that she would have never assumed that I was the mother of my daughter since I looked nothing like her. I would just say, just based off that statement alone, whatever you did after that, no, you're not the asshole. Because why are you even saying that? That's not run-of-the-mill water cooler conversation. I would never guess you're a mom. You guys look nothing alike. Okay, shut the fuck up and mind your business. Why not just say, oh, you look lovely today, to her 6-year-old daughter, and just keep it moving, you know? Okay. Then she says, which I don't for obvious reasons. So then I said, oh yeah, we adopted her, so that's why she doesn't look like me or my husband. Then the nurse goes, oh, okay, so she isn't your daughter. I was a little confused because I thought I had just explained this whole situation. I said again, she is my daughter, and we adopted her a few years back. Then the nurse says, but technically, she isn't your daughter, and her real mom is somewhere else. I was really upset because, what the actual fuck? I said again, but she is my daughter, and I am her mom. The nurse kind of sighed and said, okay, maybe legally you are, but her real mom is the one that gave birth to her. My daughter was looking up at me kind of confused, and I can't even imagine what was going through her head. I had enough. I said to the nurse, what the hell is wrong with you? I keep telling you that I am her mother, and you keep denying that in front of my daughter, no less, and the daughter is only 6, okay? The nurse goes, I am just stating a fact. Biologically, she's not yours. I went again, yeah, because she's my daughter. Because she's adopted. We adopted her and gave her a home. What, I have to push her out of my vagina to be her mother? The nurse goes, well, that's the dictionary definition of what a mom is. This runs along with somebody said once to me that she didn't believe you're not a woman if you don't have children. This kind of runs along with that. Like, this nurse has some ego or self-esteem thing that has to deny somebody else the right to have feelings about a certain situation. You know what I mean? Like, this nurse has to have been going through something to notice and spot that her daughter was adopted and then make that a negative thing and make it and project negative feelings onto the mother and the daughter. So she went home and told her husband, and he said the nurse was dumb for saying that, but that the mom shouldn't have blown up on the nurse like that. And she was like, am I the asshole? I don't think she's the asshole. I think she actually handled herself really well. I actually would have called the nurse a dumb cunt for Because that can leave a lasting impression on a child, and why would you want to do that to a child? As a person who was abused as a child, why would you want to leave negative lasting impressions on children on purpose? You're not the asshole. Next question. Oh, and an update from that was that her husband apologized for saying that she shouldn't have blown up at the nurse because she was just trying to protect their daughter, which is true. Okay, here's another one. Am I the asshole for wearing my engagement ring to work? I'm wearing a green wig, by the way, because it just makes everything fun, and I'm playing in it while I'm reading. Please judge me. Am I the asshole for wearing my engagement ring to work? I, 26F, I don't know what that means, I'm a guess. Fiji, got engaged to my fiance Cruz, 25 Mexico, 4 days ago. We've been dating for 2 years, and we were friends for 2 years before that. My future Mill, I don't know these acronyms, bitch, write it out. My future Mill gave my fiance his great-grandmother's Gigi Ma, ring to propose with, and it is absolutely gorgeous. He even had it altered to my ring size, which he got when I was sleeping. His great-grandfather personally handmade the ring and chose the accompanying diamonds since he was in the diamond business after the war ended, and his Gigi Ma, decided to pass it on as an heirloom when she hit dead. Gigi Ma was dead. Let's just use real words now that she's dead. Okay. Now, on Monday, I wore my ring into work, and I was so excited to show my girlfriends when we all went to lunch. I swear I didn't flash it to anyone. I wasn't being annoying. I only wanted to show it to my girlfriends. I didn't want to create this big fuss. They were the only ones I told. They probably created a big fuss and was excited for you, even if you didn't. Because I'd be hyped for my friend and be like, bitch, look at our hand. Y'all see this? I would be the annoying one. Well, after lunch, I got pulled aside by one of my co-workers, Sierra. Okay, now you're going to name the co-worker's real name. Sierra, 35, who said I was being unprofessional by showing off my ring. She told me I was being insensitive to other female co-workers who wore their engagement rings and have smaller diamonds. You're not responsible for anybody's insensitivity or ego. I was obviously confused. That was my own saying. Back to the story. I was obviously confused and told her that issue isn't my problem. Thank you, it's not. She said I was being rude because it made her wedding ring look cheap in comparison to mine. Take that up with your feelings and your husband. Back to the story. She also told me that the silent rule of big diamonds should only be worn after 5 years of marriage. She's insecure, not your problem. Back to the story. After she was talking, I told her I'm never going to take off this ring and she can suck it up, basically. I love. She then started crying and walked out of work early. I talked with my girlfriends and fiance about it, and they all agreed with me that it's not my problem and I should continue wearing my ring, but I feel terrible that she started crying. Am I the asshole? You're not the asshole. You handled that situation perfectly, and the fact that she felt terrible that she started crying, even though we all have ownership over our own feelings and we can't put that on anybody else, the fact that you still felt bad, I think that's amazing. I think that shows that you're human. You're a sensible human who doesn't take bullshit from anybody. Okay. I actually want to find one where the person was the asshole. Okay, I don't want to do a relationship. I don't want to bring up relationship bullshit. come on, I need a real one. Okay, I'll do this one. because I've had family issues too, and this is a family issue, so let's see how this goes out. And no, I'm not editing the pauses in between, but since you love me and love the show, I know you stayed with me while I looked for this story. This is going to be the last Am I the Asshole story, and then we're just going to close off the podcast with some positive affirmations, alright? So, am I the asshole for giving my son more money for a class trip than daughter? Right off the bat, I would say yes, and if you're going to play favoritism, bitch, why did you have kids? Alright, so me and my husband have 7 kids. Ugh. How did you even have money? Okay, so you gave him a dollar? You gave him 50 cents? Okay, me... back to the story. Me and my husband have 7 kids. 17F, 16M, 14F, 13M, and 13F, 11F, and 10M. I don't know what the Fs or the Ms mean, but cool. You have a mixture of FM kids. Good for the radio, I guess. In our house, we give our kids an allowance. Each get the same amount. Fair. I'm saying fair. Back to the story. And they can do more by doing chores. Away from the story, Ari, I think that's pretty cool. Pretty fair. Back to the story. My 13-year-old son by far does the vast majority of chores. It's probably because he wants more money. He works hard around the house, from laundry to clear being his room. Okay, I don't know what that means. To clean various other rooms and more. Sometimes my son's friends help him, and I've heard he helps at their houses. His friend group are all such good influences on each other. I love those boys. My kids are not bad or misbehaved by any means, and my children are pretty nice kids, but the other ones don't do much around the house. Well, you have one that's doing everything. Why would they? I've even offered upping the money, but they won't care. Only my son does. Why does it have to be for money? Why can't you just say, can't you just help me out for a second and still give them their allowance? I don't know. I'm not a parent. Let me just read the story. We are very, very well off, but don't believe in spoiling our kids. I'm just annoyed with the mom. We obviously get them some of what they want, but if they want more, they have got to work for it. My 13-year-old hates not being able to get what he wants, so he works for it. A few times, there's a really big ticket item that he sees somewhere and he may not be able to get it. Again, we'll buy it and have him work it off some of the price. He loves collecting antique sports memorabilia. Seeing his face every time he's shopping in the antique store for memorabilia is priceless. He's definitely my shopper. My 13-year-old son and daughter are going to D.C. for their seventh grade class trip over the past few weeks. I've been noticing doing stuff that isn't even on our chore list, and he insisted he wasn't paid for it. My son is somewhat into politics compared to our other kids. He's very progressive, and me and my husband rarely agree with him on politics, but we know he just wants what he thinks is best for everyone. I gave my daughter $200 in spending money, and my son got $325. Any other money they needed to use from what they previously had. They have safe wallets and credit cards I can track. My daughter found out I gave him more and is upset. I feel like, one, he earned it. He's constantly doing work around the house. Two, my daughter could care less about politics. My son cares somewhat, mainly due to the athletes he admires talking about politics. Three, while we live in a wealthy area and my kids' friends are well off, most kids in the U.S. aren't well off as us, and she should be grateful for what she gets, and she also has her money from allowances and birthdays. She's upset and claiming he's the favorite. I deal with the finances, and my husband has been hesitant to say anything because he doesn't really look at the finances. He is also the good cop and has a hard time dealing with conflict. Part of the reason that he doesn't want to handle finances. He doesn't like fighting over stuff. He's a sweetheart. And I try giving him more control since I don't want to be the controlling wife. But since he doesn't have an opinion, that just leaves her mad at me. Am I being the asshole and I'm in the right? You're being the asshole because you spent so much time explaining why your son is so great and wonderful. And then you only spent a few times talking about your daughter. And it was about what she doesn't do. And then this is like... this is not extra outside activities. They're not trying to go to Disneyland with friends. This is a class trip where they can learn and experience things. Why not just give him and her $200 and give them both $325? Like, and then you're putting it on her that she needs to just be grateful. You need to just be grateful for what you got. And the boy didn't even ask for extra money. And then he was doing work and he didn't even want to be paid for it. He was grateful. And you rewarded him for being grateful. Well, there's nothing wrong with rewarding him for being grateful, but it's like, I just feel like there's a disconnect here. Like, why couldn't they both get the same amount? Because you just gave him more for no reason? He's always doing extra, and he insisted not to get paid extra for it. I don't know. Let's see what somebody else said in the comments. I think it's telling that you propped him up so much, and then you just gave your daughter a little bit in the story, and it was all about what she doesn't do and how she may be ungrateful. And you're all basing it off the chores and the fact that he does extra. Does she do the amount that she's supposed to do? So the fact that she doesn't do extra is what? She's also a kid. I believe he's a unique kid to be his age and be interested in all that, the things that he wants to be in. But he's still a kid as well, and she's still a kid. She's a 13-year-old girl. So of course, at 13, you're going to do what you have to do, like your chores. But you're not going to want to do extra. And that doesn't make you a bad kid because you don't want to do extra or ungrateful. Let's see what anybody else says. See what other people say. Okay, I'm gonna read a couple of comments. Somebody put, I don't know, I feel like the politics part doesn't make sense at all. When you go to D.C., you aren't, like, buying political banners or something. Also, was the money being linked to chores established ahead of time? If not, I guess that does seem unfair. I'm glad he helps out, and I understand that you get to reward him for that. But doing it in such a way that makes your other child feel lesser is only going to foster resentment. Send them with the same amount of cash. Yeah, and do something he likes later with him just as an award. Somebody put, you're the asshole. There's a clear difference between allowance / money for chores and spending money while on the trip. That's what I was trying to say. Yeah, you should give them the same amount of spending money while they're on the trip. Your son can supplement his spending money with his allowance if he wants to spend more. Yeah, that's what I feel like. And then here goes another perspective. They say, y'all are a biased bunch. We've had this exact same scenario where the genders were reversed and everybody was up in arms that the girl did all the work and got the same bonus money the boy child. No, OP, you're not the asshole. And NTA, your kids know how to get extra money and your daughter decided she didn't care. But this wasn't based upon chores. They were going on a school field trip. You were going to give them money anyway for their school field trip. And then he always is known to do extra work around the house. And he specifically said, don't give me extra money. And you still gave it to him without giving it to her. I would say, not only are you the asshole, you probably don't even like your daughter. So, okay, this has been the end of the I Said What I Said podcast episode by Sacred Acid, aka Dre Over Mars. And we're gonna end with some beautiful positive affirmations. Let me redo that so I can cut that other one out, even though I'm not. And we're gonna end today's podcast episode with some wonderful positive affirmations. I am wonderful. My pussy does pop profusely. I am that bitch. Don't try me or you will get hit. I will make it big, even with my little dick. In Black Jesus' name I pray. Eza kizzy seize fizzing zay zay eza. Zay that kizzer as I was to say. Alright, until next time, people.